This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Stevola. Thank you for tuning in and allowing my guests and me to entertain you for the next hour. Here is where we chat about everything style. And remember, there is style in more than one can see. So it's been a couple weeks. I'm so happy to be back. I took the holiday weekend to move and unpack. Oh my God, that sounds like I just wrote a poem or something. Dr. Seuss. I'm still unpacking, but that we could talk about later if we have time. I hope everyone out there had a wonderful, safe holiday last weekend, and whatever you decided to do, you did it with style. I have a really fun show for you all today. I brought back someone who is very special to me. He was my very first friend when I moved to New York to go to college, and we've been Tia and Tamara ever since. He is my occasional co-host and my bestie, Jason Scarlatti. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi, welcome, welcome. How are you?
I love being back.
Oh, right? Well, I love having you back.
Yay.
And I've got your back.
Thank you. Got yours, too. What are we doing
Thanks.
Today?
Well, I thought it would be fun for you and I to just catch up on, you know, on the air and just, and, you know, we can gather and talk about what's been happening in our lives, you know, what's happening out in the world, sharing fun ideas about entertaining, you know, new ideas about being entertained, and we can even play some fun games if we have time. Oh, it's just you and I, Raw, putting it out there. Aren't you excited?
So much stuff to share.
Sure, right? So I was really excited. I came up this with my, like, all by myself. And so I wanted to call this episode Catch Up and Muster.
Okay, let's do this.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all boom ching. So what's been going on with your life in the past few weeks? I mean, we haven't really caught up for like a while. I mean, I know, you know, what, just talk to us. Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, I think we had just come through like the pinnacle of summer, right? Like we're just wrapping up summer. It was super hot. There were some thunderstorms and all that stuff. So just kind of trying to navigate being social, not being social. summer. So what did you move, right? Into a brand new apartment?
Yeah, I moved it. Yeah, so we're in a new place. It's great. Love it. It was very interesting, you know, moving during this time, you know, just because, one, it was so hot outside, and you have to keep the mask on.
Yeah.
You know, and all the movers that helped us, I mean, oh, bless their souls. They were really, I mean, I guess it's like a floor and a half walk up, no elevator. It's an old warehouse building that we took a loft in, and it's a great space, but it was really hard getting moved in here.
Yeah.
But it was all worth it, so no complaints, but, you know, we're just happy where we're at. It's a great, great place, but it took some, you know, some strength.
Yeah. Are you suffering from maskne? Do you know what this is?
Oh, I think I know what it is, but I don't think I'm suffering from it.
Like when you get acne underneath your mask.
Oh, because it just gets irritated, and then like, ooh, not yet. Oh my gosh.
Ew. You're like, now you're worried about it. No, when you're like, it's hot and sweaty and it's summer and you have the mask on, and like I thought I was like breaking out a little bit around my nose.
Oh my gosh. Would you call it maskne?
Yeah, maskne.
Oh my gosh. Well, not yet. And it was a pretty intense move, and there was a lot of sweat, and the masks were wet. But
right.
Knock on wood, it won't happen. Now watch tomorrow. I'm going to wake up with like a, you know, a big old star right on the tip of my nose or something.
Exactly. The North Pole star. The North Star.
Totally. I'll even look like Pinocchio. They'll be like, oh my God, your nose is growing. So I know that you recently went back to work. Like, how is that? How's that been? Like, what's that like? I mean, are you going to the office?
No, I've gone into the office a couple times. My office is in Manhattan in New York City. I've gone in just maybe two or three times just to grab some fabric swatches. I'm a fashion designer, so I grab fabric swatches or just different tools that I would need in the office. But really,
let me interrupt you really quickly. Yeah. I want to just add, in case the listeners out there haven't met JC, he's been on the show a few times. He's amazing. He's super talented. Been a designer for many years, and he currently works as the vice president for Calvin Klein men's underwear. And I mean, what a talent. I mean, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Go on.
Well, we got to keep the underwear business alive even during COVID, and it's doing well. I think a lot of people are shopping for underwear and loungewear and t-shirts, you know, now that we're staying home. But
yeah,
it's just, even today, I have to tell you, like, I just have to learn how to work differently. I'm used to, used to being in the office. One person takes care of one thing, I do something else. And now I feel like I'm really juggling a lot more than I did before in a different way. I have to receive packages and open them up and organize. I just have to be very organized and very thorough and communicating with my factories overseas. And, you know, they'll be talking about a fabric swatch. I have to make sure I have it close by so I know what they're talking about. And so you have to be really organized and patient.
Yeah.
Is a good word.
Well,
yeah.
Right. And well, also too, I mean, cause you know, part of doing fashion is having fittings.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's very up close and personal, you know? So
yeah, for sure.
How has that changed? Like, what is it like now? Is it all virtual?
Yeah, it's all virtual. It's a lot of photographs, share, you know, like they send me pictures. I can draw on top of the pictures and say, change this seam or add more here or take away from here. But I do think some models sometimes go in with a mask with a technician so that, you know, they can take pictures and everything and then email it. So
right.
I used to do fittings a couple times a week. It's very, very hands-on and very, that's what makes it a beautiful product, you know, but now you start from something that, you know, you start with a mold, you know, like something that you've created before that you really love, and then you just tweak it. So, but yeah, it's just working differently. It's not better or worse in my opinion. It's just different.
Right. You just have to learn how to work differently.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been fortunate. I mean, you know, right now working for Joan Chepp, you know, as her creative director and, you know, doing all the creative, like the installs and the windows and, you know, doing the merchandising and all that stuff. It's, you know, I am fortunate where I do get to go in after hours.
Yeah.
Which is great. So, you know, for me, that part hasn't changed much. But as far as like designing and getting garments made, I mean, that's kind of taken a huge like toll, like as far as it's slowed down a lot, but just because it's, you know, it takes a lot more time that I don't really have right now. So
yeah.
Things are moving a lot slower than I wanted them to. But hey, it's still coming through. So
and
can't complain.
Is the store up and running and open to the public and everything's like all set up now?
Yes. Yes, yes. So if you know Joan Chepp, it's an incredible boutique here in Center City in Philadelphia. And she's been in business for 48 years, and it's a beautiful store. And she carries multiple brands. But what really attracted me to the store and how I got to know them was I'd go in there and shop for myself, even though it's mainly women's. I was just in luck because it was during the time when everything was designed oversized. So I was like, woohoo, I could actually buy some things. But They buy a lot of like really incredible high end pieces, and the pieces that they buy are really like, they're just like the best of the best, you know, like, and they carry really, really great brands. And it's not all expensive. People sometimes get intimidated and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. But they do carry multiple brands at all different price ranges. But what just attracted me, because it was just like a really interesting store, and it's like how they pick and choose what brands they want to carry and the styles, which are to me really unique. So it's a really, really amazing store. But they are open, but they are only open for appointment only, as of now, just because they can only have a certain amount of people in the store, you know, and that's including, I think it's like 10 maybe, but it's including their staff. So, you know, it's open, but it's, you know, it's trucking along. But
do you see that working?
Well, I mean, the community has been wonderful. A lot of support, a lot of love, you know, once they started opening, a lot of people were making, you know, a lot of locals were making appointments. And, you know, and I also think that, I mean, they're big on like, they just want to see their customers and they want to meet new customers. So if you wanted to make an appointment and go in and just hang out and see everything that they have, they're completely, you know, with open arms. It's not like you have to go in there, make an appointment and have to buy something. But yeah, it's definitely working for them. So far it's been, you know, with all the love and support, it's been, you know, I would say successful for, you know, for what we have to deal with right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we have to take a quick break. Gosh, that went by so quickly, but, please don't touch that dial and we will be right back with more with Jason Scarlatti and me. Welcome back. You are listening to WPHT 1210 Style with Stevella. I'm here chatting with my BFF, Jason Scarlatti. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Before we get back to what we were just talking about, I just wanted to like take a moment and just bring up a couple things that I think are important. I mean, the first thing, I just wanted to send so much love to California. I mean, all the devastating fires that are happening out there, you know, please, please, please take care. Sending so much love, and to the firefighters who are working tirelessly to protect the communities and fight those crazy fires. Thank you. And then, you know, speaking of, firefighters, you know, this is a pre-recorded show, you know, if you don't know, you know now, but we've been doing this during the pandemic on Fridays and then airing it on Saturdays, doing it from home and on phone calls. But today is 9/11. So, you know, it was 19 years ago today that devastating attack happened to the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and the takedown in Shakesville. I just want to take a moment of silence for all that were affected due to this horrible act. Okay, and we are back. Much love. So, Jason, last segment, we were just really getting into, you know, us going back to work, businesses opening back up. I wanted to ask you, like, what was your experience? Because, I mean, with New York being hit so hard, how, like, what was the city like when, like, for the first time? Like, because I know that you're out at your house, you know, kind of hibernating for a little while during the craziness, and you have a place in the city. But when you went back to work for the first time, obviously things have changed, but what did it feel like? What did you see?
It felt a little ghost town-like. I mean, it's New York City. It's hustling and bustling. And, you know, it's always busy and moving. And so to see so many stores closed down, so few people on the streets, and there wasn't that hustle and bustle. So for me, it was a little depressing. I love New York City. I always will. And I think anyone who's from there or has lived there at a space and a time will always hold a big piece of their heart for New York City.
Absolutely. Me included.
Yeah. I don't think that that hustle and bustle and the thriving of that city will ever go away. But it was just different. It's definitely a pause. It was very quiet. So I went into my office. You had to wear a mask, get your temperature checked, and just having the elevators be empty. And usually it's so busy in my building, and I kind of work in Times Square area. It was just very cold, very, very quiet. So yeah. It was sad. It was sad to me. It's like a different pace. And there was just an emptiness to the whole city that I felt. But what was really nice is that you see this, the restaurants opening up, and they started to spread out onto the streets.
Love that.
So it's really creating a place of engagement, and there is, you could see people out to dinner and, you know, like getting back on its feet very slowly. But, that made me feel good that like the restaurants that I loved, that I used to go to a couple times a week, were all, they had a space to open up to. Cause you, in New York City, you really worry about space. It's so,
right.
Everything's so confined. The apartments are smaller. So, it's nice that the streets and the sidewalks were able to open up and accommodate.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's the same things happening, has happened here in Philadelphia, especially in Center City. And pretty much all of Philly, from what I've seen, is they're spilling out into the streets, which is wonderful. You know, people are out engaging again. It's really a good feeling, because it was, like you said, it was getting a bit depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, but
I don't know how you are with wearing masks, but like around, I'm in the suburbs here in New Jersey by the shore in Asbury Park, and I can go for a jog and have my mask in my pocket, or, you know, if I jog somewhere that's busy, I put my mask on. But I don't feel like I have to wear my mask 24/7. And I feel like in the city, I'm very glad people are, but that's still like, you have to wear the mask all the time, it feels like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just do, if I'm in anywhere where there's a lot of people, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being overly cautious or paranoid or crazy, but I think it's better to be safe than sorry. So I just really, you know, and to protect others, you know, myself and others, and just as wear it as often as possible. But I mean, if we're out, like we went for a walk, just out and about, there wasn't many people around, and we took our masks off. I mean, I guess it all depends on, you just use your best judgment, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but one incredible thing that I saw on the news is that like the New York, the turnaround rate of people infected by the virus has changed so dramatically. It's so amazing. Did you know that?
That it's gone down.
Like completely. Yeah. Like it's the turn, like as far as like, the, like it was, I mean, it was hit so hard at the very beginning of everything.
Yeah.
The numbers were still moving along, you know, in it scary, in a very scary way. And they kept kind of like, they weren't like really peaking. They were consistent, and then they started dropping, and now they're really, really low, which that's incredible. I mean, that says a lot about the city, the people who run the city, the people who live in the city, you know, or just New York as a state. It's not just people in the city, but as a state, that's really, really impressive and amazing.
Yeah. I'm just now worried. It just seems too soon for me to be like, okay, now we can go back to 25%, you know, being open. I'm kind of like, oh, I'm not ready yet.
I know. Same. I mean, they started, I think they left it up to the owner's choice, and also, you know, what, again, they're using their best judgment as a restaurant owner, but they are allowing now indoor seating with all these regulations. But I don't want to sit in a restaurant right now.
I don't either.
I'm it's fine strange. With sitting
I mean,
outside.
The weather's still, the weather's still nice. I think we should take advantage of that as long as we can. So like, I'm fine staying outside until it gets cold. But, for me personally, it's too soon, but I understand these definitely businesses want to get back up and running, and, whatever feels the most comfortable and they're confident in. I know there's a lot of rules and regulations you have to abide by to even get to that 25%. So that's fantastic.
Right.
But just for me personally, I want to take advantage of the outside. So I'm, I'm sticking to the outside for now.
Yeah, agree. Me too. I think just, and it's so pretty, like, and I love that it's all, like, all the restaurants are spilling out onto the streets. It just, it feels, I don't know, it gives a sense of community and people, I don't know, it just, and the energy just feels really good.
Yeah, agreed.
So we have to take another break, but there's so much more to talk about, and I really hope that we have enough time to play a game, because I saw this game and I was so excited to play with you, Jason, so hopefully we'll be able to do that. But so stay tuned, because we have so much more to talk about. Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola. It's me, Stevola, and I'm here with the super talented Jason Scarlatti.
Hello.
Remember to go to radio.com and check out all of the Style with Stevola shows. Have fun. Let me know what you think. Also, check me out on social media, Style with Stevola and Stevola, both on Instagram. Jason, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at jscar1212, and that's good.
That's all. But check out his Instagram; it's really cool. He has so much fun, and I mean, I know you probably don't believe this, but you're pretty fabulous and a fashionista. And your Instagram's a lot of fun.
I just realized most of my Instagram is like me wearing weird costume, or like I get really excited to go to events and get dressed up and like have fun. But I realized I feel like my whole Instagram persona is me in some weird outfit. Like I do actually wear normal clothes.
No, it's great. It's so much fun. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, this is a style that someone can see, and it's so much fun. It's so great to see people like you, like wanting to go out there and experiment with clothes, experiment with color. And you may look at it later, be like, oh my God, what was I thinking? But it's still a lot of fun to watch and to see. Like I look forward to it. I'm like, oh my God, he is in a caftan. I'm like, amazing.
I do like having fun and like being silly and laughing at myself, number one. But and I think fashion is such a great way to do that and not take yourself seriously. But just like when you take a step back and you look at your Instagram as a whole, I'm like, wow, I'm like a cartoon character. I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God, don't you wish you could just make expressions like a cartoon character?
I do.
Oh my God, yeah, you kind of do. Oh my God, that's awesome. So, all right, so you tapped into something that I wanted to talk about. Before we went to the break, we were talking more about, like, you know, the city and the restaurants opening and just our experiences, and, you know, things are moving in the right direction and things are feeling good. You know, we're not diving into it, but we're slowly moving towards, you know, places opening and restaurants opening. So you said, I like going to events and parties, and I think because you love to entertain is one of them, right? So that I think we need to talk about, because those pictures that you have sent me of the events that you guys have had look phenomenal. I'm just like so sad I couldn't be a part of it, but tell us about like these events. They're so amazing.
Well, sadly, it's like the same four people. the same four people in my neighborhood that have been coming over, but I want to make it feel like they're going to a different place or a different, you know, like a different event or somewhere that we're traveling when we're really not. So I like creating our little yard to be like, we had some friends over that were really hoping to go to Italy for I think it was their anniversary or birthday. And of course they didn't get to go this summer. So we cooked an Italian meal and we had limoncello and like just made the yard really pretty. I had put lanterns everywhere. And I don't know. We had a big pride party, there was like five people there, but a pride party in our yard. And we had like a blow up unicorn and a blow up rainbow and just like, Right. I want to just change the space to make it magical and enjoy it in a different way. And I think that's super fun. And then again, it's like the invitation has what people should wear, or we're going to do a mermaid theme party on the beach in a week.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So you have to wear your best mermaid outfit. I don't know how you get to the beach if you have a mermaid tail on, but that's not my problem.
Right. It just, I guess, just hop, I guess.
Right.
Or do the, you could do the snake. Isn't that the, not the snake, the worm.
The centipede. Oh, yeah, the worm.
Yeah, centipede, right. Yeah. Whatever that dance was.
Oh, my gosh.
There was also something that I wanted to mention that I thought was really cool. Your husband, he did an outdoor yoga class, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's funny. He teaches yoga here mm-hmm. in Asbury Park at a beautiful spa and yoga studio. And they started to open up their doors to limited capacity. And my husband just really didn't feel comfortable yet. He did have COVID, and he wasn't comfortable teaching in a small room. So we decided to just he would host his yoga classes in our backyard, but I wanted to make sure that everything was sectioned out, you know, at least 6 feet apart. Each person had their own space. So we bought these beautiful rugs that kind of map out more than actually 9 feet of, so each person has like about 9 feet to themselves, and just made it like a little pop-up yoga experience called the Nomad Collective. And it's really cool. It's also on Instagram. And it's become like a little side hustle for him while the weather's nice. We just decided to switch gears and do it here. So I feel like COVID has given us the opportunity to like create our new spaces and new engagements with people. And even though it's a socially distant way, it's like just a new way of interacting.
Well, right. And I feel like, I mean, it's you have to be creative about things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, I mean, that's a kind of a fun thing to do. I mean, I'm a hugger, so I really miss that. But you know, it makes you think of just different ways that you can do things where, you know, like an in backyard, you know, yoga class, which is so great. But it wasn't just the yoga class. I mean, you guys had all these beautiful mats out. You served them. Like, what did you make? You made some sort of drink for them?
I made, because, you know, he does the yoga. I don't do, I'm like the back of the house kind of guy. So I'm like, I wanted it to be pretty, you know, so we focused a lot on what the mats were and everything. And then it was hot. It's very hot outside. So, and I'm sure people were hungry. And so we wanted to give them like a snack after yoga that was healthy. So there was like a sugar-free, it was a banana, like a banana muffin. So something healthy, but just to replenish. And we had water with lemon and cucumbers, and I don't know, just like a refreshment for your hard work. It's kind of fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's awesome. I recently, my niece moved to Vermont from Alaska, actually, just recently. They just literally got their furniture, I think, like 2 days ago. So she came through for a weekend visit. I mean, our place is in no way, shape, or form ready for guests, but I mean, she's family, so obviously I wanted to see her. And they needed a place to stay, which we just were like absolutely fine. And it was great to see her, but you know, same, but we were also, you know, because you just never know. We just wanted to make sure that everything was disinfected and that everybody had their right, you know, just all everything that they needed. So we created what we call a sanitation station.
What?
And it's
that?
Basically, before you walk in our home, we hose you down. No, I'm just kidding. No, no. So we just made a station of everything that we need, and if we go in and out or anything else that anybody else needs, in case, you know, they forgot something. So we just have a table, and we have gloves, and we have masks that are disposable, and we have hand sanitizer and spray, and we just have like everything that like anybody that we would need and guests would need. And even like they can take a little like, you know, a little hand sanitizer with them if they, you know, go out for the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So, Yeah, we just thought it was nice and, you know, and want to help other people. But, you know, that was like our first guest. We were like, why not do it? So now we have
it. That's so cool. So you just had it set up right when you walk in. So it's all right there.
Yeah. Yep. It's on like a small table right next to the door. And, you know, and if they're going in and out, like if they come in, if they, you know, obviously there's sinks, they can wash their hands. But if they want to quickly like use hand sanitizer, they want to dispose of their gloves, they need a fresh mask, whatever it is, it's all right there. And there's like, what's that?
No, even just to remember it as you're walking out as well, like, you know, don't forget a mask or don't forget to grab hand sanitizer. That's awesome.
Right. Well, it's also a reminder for us, too, because sometimes you're in a hurry. And you know, even though we've been wearing them often, like we just run out and I'll be like in the hallway and I'm like, oh, I don't have a mask on. So run back in and just grab it. And yeah, so it's awesome. I highly recommend it if you have the space.
That's cool. That's really cool.
What do you think? So if you have people over at your place, you know what? How many guests do you think? I mean, you said you had like your top four or five, but
yeah,
I mean, what, like 10 people save? I don't.
I mean, you really just have to. You really have to judge for yourself, right? I have a large backyard, so I think 10 people feels like a party to me. Like that's a lot, probably. Usually.
Yeah.
Two other couples, maybe the most, and where everything's outside. I actually bought space heaters so that as the weather gets colder, so we can still stay outside as long as possible.
Amazing.
And then I just leave all the doors open to go in and use the bathroom, so you don't have to touch the doors to walk in the house. But then there's hand sanitizer and everything in the bathroom. But I'm comfortable with 10, and I know everybody, we're all in the same block. I mean, listen, we all have our own lives, so we're all going in different directions, but I think, you know, kind of create your own little pod around you of friends and be honest with each other about where you went and wear your mask, you know, inside.
Yeah,
I've been keeping everything outdoors as open as possible.
Right. Totally. Well, hold that thought because we are going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but then I really want to play this game with you, which I think could be a lot of fun. So if you guys want to know what this game is, because you could play it with your friends and family and anyone else you want to play with. Stay tuned because it's fun. I'm so excited. I can't even talk. Okay. Stay tuned. Bye. Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevla, WPHT 1210 AM. It's Stevla and Jason Ala. And if you're just tuning in, you're so late. But not to worry. Go to radio.com and check out all the Style with Stevla shows, including this one. It will be uploaded the following Monday. Check out this show and all the others. Please, please, please. Check it out. I think you'll have a lot of fun. So right before the break, we're just talking about entertaining. We're talking about what we're comfortable with as far as number of people, you know, in a home or in your own home, our sanitation stations. You leave all your doors open for people to go in and out and not have to touch all the handles, like all these wonderful things. So if you missed it, make sure you check it out. I wanted to, before we go into this game, I wanted to just quickly talk about, you know, games that people can play. I love games, first of all. I'm always super excited about any type of games. Even when we have dinner parties, like we used to like play games all the time, like afterwards. And there's quite a few games that you can do when you have people over or if you're outside. I highly recommend. So one of them, which is Pictionary. I know that sounds, if some people are like Pictionary, but it's actually, you know, it's everybody can sit away from each other. One person's up there drawing. You can sanitize the drawing pen or pencil, or everyone can have their own, whatever you're comfortable with. But that is amazing. Cards of Humanity is so fun and so funny. But just again, make sure everyone's washing their hands and sanitized. One of my favorites is cornhole.
Oh my God. You like cornhole?
I'm like so obsessed. I love it. I was introduced to it last summer on a 4th of July weekend, and I couldn't stop playing. Like, they literally had to pull me away from the game.
Are you good?
I was getting really good. Yeah, I was getting really good. I mean, you know, just practicing like crazy because I wouldn't stop. I was like obsessive. Shuffleboard. I've never played it, but it was recommended as like a social distancing game. And then there's one that I want to try really bad. Maybe we can all do it in your backyard one day, but I want to do the human inflatable bumper balls.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
Wouldn't that be right? Will you have a party and call it that? And then we'll all either bring our own. we should just all bring our own.
But okay,
because then it has all our germs on our own ball.
Rachel, you pick whatever color you want. But all right, what is the purpose? You just run. Is it like football?
Well, it's kind of like, I think what you have to do is you bump everybody and you try to knock them all over. So you run at people and whoever falls over is out. And then if you're the last one standing, you win. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Cause I mean, I've seen videos and stuff on it and it just looks hilarious. And sometimes you get like stuck upside down and you cannot get back turned over. Like I don't know if I'll be able to I'll probably fall of laughter, but yeah, it's fine. Exactly. I want to play it so bad.
Oh my God. I don't think I'd be able to get back up.
Right.
You know?
Right. I know. Right. And then you just I think it would be hilarious to watch and also to play.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So there was this game on BuzzFeed that I found. And it's called the BFF test.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of it, Jason?
No, I'm terrified right now. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, we've known each other for a long time. But it's funny because I'm going to read these quick questions.
Okay.
And if we know them, and we can answer them if we know them, or we can guess if we don't. Or you could just say, I don't know. And it's kind of like, and we tally, and then we'll see our ratings as you and I being BFFs, how much we know about each other.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so middle name. I don't know your middle name.
I don't know your middle name.
Okay, so we both don't get a point.
Wow.
Okay.
Great.
Birthday.
You are September.
Yep.
9th?
Yep.
I just missed your birth. No.
No, no, no. No. But yours is December, and I think it's the 12th.
Oh, my God. All right, you're the better friend, yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so I get a point. I mean, you can get a half a point because you said the right month.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Great.
My age.
You are...
Be careful.
Can I say it out loud? Can I say it out loud?
Of course.
You are 43.
No. You're 40... Are you 45?
Yes.
Yeah. So I get a point. I'm 40. I'm going to be 47 on the 20th. Oops.
Wait, is the game to make Jason feel like a horrible person? Is that the point of this game?
No. Well, I don't know. That's awesome. Okay. So let's see. Okay, eye color.
You have brown eyes.
Yes, you have brown eyes.
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day, right. But you were born with brown eyes.
I was. I'm a big fan of colored contact lenses sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm actually getting into it. They look so good these days.
I know. Yeah, they're fun.
How many siblings?
You have one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. And you have one.
Correct.
Okay. So we both get a point there. name of sibling.
Oh, God. And you know, no. Veronica.
Oh, my God. Veronica. No, but your sister's name is Vanessa.
Oh my God. Why am I? All right. Oh my God. This is really embarrassing.
Veronica. Now. That's my stage name. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Okay. And then name of significant other. That's easy.
Okay. Victor. Thank God.
Yes. You got could you imagine if you're like,
yeah, I don't know.
Trey.
Yeah.
Trey.
Yep.
Celebrity crush.
Oh, yours is Cher.
Yep. yours is Brad Pitt.
Yeah. One of many.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say somebody else for me.
Oh, you, really?
Yeah. Think about McDonald's.
What, who shared? Cher also?
No.
Oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Carmen Electra.
Right.
Yes.
I do love Carmen Electra. Okay.
Yes. Oh my God. This is so fun. See how much fun you guys, everybody has to play this game. Okay. So we're running out of time, so I have to skip a few. So I'm just going to pick some randomly. Favorite cocktail?
For you is. I think you're a vodka soda guy.
Yep. You are a margarita?
Well, all of the above, but I'm also a vodka soda guy.
You like vodka sodas also? Okay, so I don't get that one. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. And then one quick one. Do they snore?
You snore.
Yes, yeah. You snore.
Yep.
You both, yes, we will snore. Yeah. Okay. All right, so you were bad. So you got 7 and I got... 5, 6, 7, 8. I only got one more than you.
No.
No, you got 6 and I got 8.
Okay.
Yes. Swear to Blair.
All right. I'm not as bad as
that. Yeah. Yeah. So, see, you're a good friend. And that's, I mean, and we used to live across the country from each other.
I know.
That's pretty amazing. So, but, so anyway, listeners out there, we have to wrap because we are out of time, but please check out this game. You can find it online through BuzzFeed. It's hilarious. And there's way more questions. We just ran out of time, but it's a lot of fun. So check it out and check us out, online and our Instagrams. And, you know, we'll be back on, next Saturday. And thank you, Jason, for being my guest and my co-host. You're the best.
So fun. Thank you.
All right. Take care, everyone. Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.